With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. strikes against rebels in Yemen did hit the intended targets.
We do believe that the strikes had good effect in degrading the capabilities of these militia groups to attack us. And we do believe that that as we continue, we will be able to continue to send a strong message about the United States' firm resolve to respond when our forces are attacked.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Sullivan responded to complaints that the White House waited too long to retaliate for the drone strike that killed three U.S. soldiers in Jordan.
We planned the attack. We executed the attack. We hit where we wanted to hit, when we wanted to hit.
Also at SRNnews.com, the flow of illegal immigrants across the Texas border has gone from 4,000 a day to 200 in a week. This after Texas Governor Greg Abbott removed federal agents from a community park on Texas soil. The governor says he and his fellow governors have to take action to protect their borders due to a lack of action by the Biden administration.
We are banding together to fight to ensure that we will be able to maintain our constitutional guarantee that states will be able to defend against any type of imminent danger or an invasion.
A security robot programmed by AI and used to patrol New York City subways is off the job. The Nightscope K5 robot works with human police officer and records video for police to review after a crime is committed. New York Post reports K5's final assignment was last week at the Times Square station. Mayor Adams said the robot was an innovative tool to fight crime when it was released. Quaker Oats expanding a nationwide recall of its granola bars to include its Quaker Chewy Dips Llama Rama bars. This is SRN News. The NFL is teaming up with a leading LGBT pressure group, as SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Super Bowl week in Las Vegas will feature a lot of parties, and the NFL will host one for homosexuals. The league says its Night of Pride with GLAAD, scheduled for February 7th, is designed to, quote, spotlight advances in the future of LGBT inclusion in professional sports, as well as the NFL's commitment to LGBT former and current players. The league says it will also hold a Pride Flag football clinic the same day as the party. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As pro-life laws go into effect in many states, a growing number of women are using telehealth to obtain abortion drugs. In a telehealth abortion, a woman's evaluated remotely by an abortion doctor and then receives abortion pills in the mail. Nearly 1 in 10 abortions in the U.S. are now done via telehealth. This is SRN News. The Federal Reserve Chairman says he still expects 3 interest rate cuts this year. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
Interviewed on CBS's 60 Minutes, Jerome Powell said he thinks the economy is in a good place and there's no sign of a recession on the horizon. As a result, Powell said the Fed remains on track to cut interest rates 3 times this year. He suggested March might be too soon for a rate cut, leading economists to think the first cut is likely to come in May or June. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A member of the Biden administration says the U.S. gave Iraq sufficient advance notice about airstrikes against Iran-backed militias. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, National Security Council's John Kirby said there were appropriate notifications and discussions with the Iraqi government prior to Friday's airstrikes in Iraq and Syria. More details at SRNnews.com.